Like at that moment when Blondie covered his eyes, I'm gonna be like, "You're covering my eyes." Though since I'm a skeleton, I don't have eyes. Yo!
Absolutely not.
Yo, I'm just saying.
Corny
jokes are what makes Brooke Brooke.
Absolutely not. We're not simply to that level.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Herbal Synergies, the shop. Herbie, add an echo to that.
I don't see an echo.
Oh, okay. Never mind. I'm your host, Synergy. With me, as always, my host, Herbie.
What's up, folks?
Some slow horns.
Need
to fire whoever's in charge of those.
No, I'm just, you know, doing a little different this week. Switch it up on them. Never let them know your next move.
Never let them know your next move.
Shoot. Keep you on your toes.
Herbie, I got like four flavors this week.
Oh, yeah. It was a good week for stuff.
Yeah, it was.
I just like the whole Boruto. I was like, oh, man. It's really... really enjoying this now. So that's one. I love the Boruto.
That move was crazy.
It was. We'll get into that a little later. Vinland Saga was crazy too. Some information. I was like, oh man. That too. Legendary Hero was funny at moments. And Spellblade, I was like, okay, this man, she turned into, was it Miami?
Bruh, shit ramped up.
Yeah, and then I was like, hold on, what is this? What's going on here?
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead and give your moments.
All right, so the first one came from the Legendary Hero, and it was at the very end. I saw the preview to the next episode, and I was just like, hold up. Now I know why Irby picked this show. He wants to see the etchiness.
I didn't even think that there was no etchiness in this show.
Bruh, my girl had panties out. And I don't know if he did it, but I guess I'm going to find out next episode.
Yeah, we will find out.
Oh my God.
It has, like, the show does, like, it has a little bit, but it's not, like, over-the-top craziness.
Oh, it was just playful with the thighs, and, like, I guess Girl from Hometown is there for a little comedic etch, etchiness, but the princess, the panty scene, that have to pee on him. But considering his face still looked like a skeleton right after that scene, I'm guessing that she either didn't do it or it didn't work.
You just messed up my whole delivery because I was going to do something real funny.
Oh, my bad.
And now the people know, so I can't even do it.
My bad.
Nah, you don't care.
He's Brooke from One Piece.
Pretty much.
He's now Brooke.
Yeah.
Spellblades. Oliver's Revenge, man. That was... Now that I have some liking to the character, it hits harder than the reel from Instagram. Eminence in Shadow. There was this dude talking crazy, thinking like, I can't take on these two. But this guy, I can take on. So he jumps down and like, Sid didn't even like turn around. He just like killed him effortlessly midair. Didn't blink an eye, didn't turn around, did just kept walking, repeating the same thing. The red moon is coming, the frenzy has arrived, blah, blah, blah. And it was just like, damn, my man, he cold with it. And then the last one
the
I had,
one.
I started reading this new webtoon called The Academy's Genius Swordsman. And he got isekai'd. I don't think I read too many webtoons where there's like an isekai going on. I guess Tower God kind of counts as one, because like he gets transported to the tower. But
maybe.
Dude goes back in time. So it wasn't really Isekai. He goes back in time with all his memory intact and all his, like, his body retained, like, the muscle memory for some skills and his ability to do stuff. So he was, like, he saw a group of kids bullying someone and he, like, put a stop to it. And he was, like, paying the guy no mind, you know, typical neighborhood piece of shit, talking crap. But when dude mentioned his sister, boom, instant, slash, cut off his ear. I'm like, oh. My man's pissed. That's, I want to see more.
Yeah.
So that's what I got for flavors. What should we start off with, Irby?
You go ahead and start with that liar, liar, pants on fire.
Care to remind me what transpired at the very beginning of the episode? Because my notes, I'm missing a decent portion of my notes.
So, let's see. Episode 9, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, facing off and flashing out. So, in the beginning, there was a fake, the fake Nanase, she showed up and she simulated a person's face that was in
a group that wanted to attack. Yeah, and then she, like, well, they were, like, in battle mode and they didn't know why, and then she, like, killed them all and transformed into herself.
Yeah.
So, like, the crew started speculating that she's using the same skill to, like, remain in the Saiyanji form, which is, it's feasible. So between that and Hirito going to meet Rina, did anything happen? He did hang out with that girl, that little kid again. But I,
yeah.
Was that in the beginning? Right, yeah, right?
Yeah. They all talk about taking measures to stop the travel, stop that from happening, so they travel in groups. And, like, I had a thought, you know, why does this have no, like, rotating passcode that they could use? But so they were discussing, and then they're on the field, and then this is when they get surrounded by that black mist, and then they couldn't tell who was who. So the blonde lady and the other guy, they end up, like, splitting away from the group because he couldn't confirm that was her or not. So they're like, we're just not gonna play. And so then they set out. And I think the game starts. But yeah, he asked her some questions like, yeah, what'd you get for my birthday? This and the other. She's like, oh, I don't know. That was like a year ago. And so, yeah, neither confirmed that she's been replaced or not. So
that they're weird characters to have in this mix. Mm-hmm, like, they mm-hmm. feel like it feels like, and I don't know if you agree or disagree, but, like, it feels like there was a plan for them, but it wasn't well thought out. Because anytime they're just, like, bickering and whatnot, it just seems like an afterthought.
Maybe.
Oh, great, great input, Irby.
I got all the inputs I need.
All right, so I got up to, like, the first thing I can read that didn't get lost forever is Hirito meeting up with Rina at night. Does that sound about where we are right now?
Rina, no. Rina at night. I mean, you can. You just start there, whatever they say.
All right, so Hirito meets up with Rina at night, and, like, she was too embarrassed to let him in. She needed, like, a few minutes to, like, get freshened up. Let me move this mic a little over. So he goes in and he starts looking around, and she gets embarrassed. She's like, why are you looking around? Just look outside. And then she proceeded to close the curtains. It was just like, all right, so now he's either got to look at you or he's got to look around. I don't know what you want here. But we continue, and a third Saiyanji is wiping teams out with that disguise ability she has. And, like, mm-hmm. I don't understand why. Like, if this is a school for elites, that's hard to get into. I don't understand why people didn't have, like, a plan for this once they knew someone could do that.
Yeah.
But
Yeah, because you definitely, like I was saying earlier, you just have like the rotating passcode, and or if they have one going into the battlefield, and then when someone uses it, you switch to like the secondary passcode. But I don't think anyone thought of it about it.
Yeah, I don't know. It's whatever. Less people for them to deal with.
Yeah.
But not the Prez and Danase are bickering again, and they both dropped out of the next round. It was really weird, and this is what I mean about the afterthought thing. Like, it almost seemed like it was intentional how like bad the voice acting was, and like just like how dramatic and out of nowhere it seemed. Like the Prez didn't need to drop out as well. He had no reason to. He's the one that like put her in a bad mood, and like maybe he felt so bad and like they just didn't want to show it, but like still, like what are you doing? You wanted to be the captain and now you can't even handle dealing with the consequences of your own actions. But
Yeah.
after they dropped out, the three had Hirohito, Chiroyuki, and Noah had to continue with the round. They ended up being flanked and by two teams, and it turned out the Demon Maiden it was the one behind the smoke screen. So my man pulled out like a wand of some sort, and Noah and Yuki went chasing after the two guys, and of course we have to be deceitful because it wouldn't be Hirohito without some deceit. Shirayuki used her stealth skill and then like helped him take out two people. So then it was 3-on-2, so they went running and laying obvious traps that the Demon Maiden kept avoiding, and eventually with some smart maneuvering it ended up being a 2-on-2 in where they the person the Demon Maiden was with, you her she used like some snake ability to trap Yuki after Yuki used like numerical adjustment to redirect the demon's attack, which it took almost all of her health, left her with like one hit point left. So after that was done, Hito was saying like, "Hey, we know about your one shot, one kill move, and how it's better when you have allies." And she like played the Uno reverse cards, like actually it's better when I'm alone, and like sacrificed her own ally.
Yeah, I was like, oh, the treachery is afoot.
Yeah. So she does that, she gets rid of the person, and like she does the attack, and my man Hirohito like sidestepped off the like right away, and it was like, and then it's like started to attack. She's like, "Why can't you attack?" And it was like, "You thought I was laying traps, but actually we had Noah lay traps, and I was just changing color of tiles with the green star, I think it is."
The deception one, the one
Yeah.
that I think it might be the black star with the guy.
The vampire dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he was changing the colors on to make them look like traps with that. So he really had a lot of his ability value points or
It
whatever.
was in the bag. Yeah.
And when he was just about to eliminate her, she activated like what was the thing she activated? She did something to dodge, and then she escaped because she didn't want to waste her teammate's sacrifice, so she fled. He used the black wing to change the color. The black wing, that was a star. The star's ability.
Yeah.
And she used the override ability to freeze Hirohito and retreat. So Nanase attacked And then once that was over, we met up. They all got together, and like Hidetsu was talking to the Prez, and like the Prez was like saying this and that, and like how we've been friends since childhood, and over like really long-windedly saying that like he kind of has a thing for her, and she overhears. But Hidetsu showed that like the dude she attacked was like trying to activate a skill, and when she gets asked about it, she's like, everyone is like super useful and super like helpful to the team. You know, even Hidetsu is really cute and the strongest person in the school, and you're all right, I guess. All I have is fighting, so that's what I did. And after all that was said and done, and they basically revealed they have feelings for each other, which, you know, obvious, they're bickering like a married couple. Hidetsu has a plan, and his plan involved killing himself.
Hey.
Why do you think he did that?
I don't know. I have no idea. I'm not really sure why he killed himself, because that makes like strategically like no sense. But don't they come back like the next day, or once they're out, they're out? I can't recall.
No, I believe he'll be able to come back. I think. I don't know. Or maybe he plans on doing something from the sidelines.
Yeah, or something where like you might have to wait a whole day to get back into your thing.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense. So like maybe kill yourself just in time, make a play later.
I wonder if he counts as one of the commanders.
I have no idea.
We shall see.
We might see by the dawn's early light.
I took a lot of notes, and I still feel like I need to take better notes.
Yeah, probably.
How dare
Who knows? Maybe your memory needs an upgrade.
I don't know how to do that.
Beep. Not compatible. No upgrade for you, sir. But yeah, on to the legendary heroes dead. The hero and the bride. So it starts off with my boy Toka. He's doing his best impersonation of William Tell. And the princess, she is getting ready to shoot all an arrow off of his head. So I'm just like, oh man. He's like, oh, this should be good. There's no mana involved. And he's like, oh, it's imbued with a force field. And he's like, oh, I'm finna die. So Marguerite hits the apple off his head. She wins a year's supply of apples, which I think she ate later. She's like, I was just so hungry, I couldn't help myself getting the apples. And so she takes him to a secluded balcony to watch some fireworks, but he doesn't know they're watching fireworks yet. And so I thought this was a funny moment here where she was talking about they don't have to like someone based on physical appearance. And he's like, he says, how when everyone's legs are always showing? And I'm like, oh man, it's crazy. Talk about physical appearance, like, because their legs are showing, thinking they need stockings everywhere. It's wild. But anyhow, so that happens. Then a firework goes off. He's like, oh, I haven't seen a firework before. And she's like, Lord Hero, that's a lie. We've seen him before. He's like, oh, yeah. In the same spot last year. And he, like, essentially gave himself away. And she's like, no, he's at the castle with so-and-so and so-and-so. He's like, oh, well... And she's like, I knew it. She's like, your mannerism changed. I thought it was just because we were getting close and her protectors come out the woodwork. And then so they come out and say, it's a lie. And
it's a lie.
She looks at him. She's like, oh, this is like necromancy. It's a foot here. And then so he tells them how he died. The hero died. And they're like, we want to kill him, but she still understands. She understands how the hero died because she was like, he's always trying to do something, get some meat in his mouth. And I was like, That sounds like some other character I know that probably should perish as well. Does that sound familiar to you?
Like who, Irby?
The guy you got tatted on your arms.
What?
Yeah. That guy.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You know. Nah, so anyhow, so then the princess, she runs away because she couldn't handle it. She runs into Dak Leland. He's like, oh, what's the matter? I'll help you out. And then he proceeds to take her to the slums. And he's like, oh, yeah, I'll make sure everything goes right. And I'll take care of you, this, that, and the other. Free you from this mortal coil. And Toka goes off to save her. The city starts getting attacked. I'm like, oh, man. They run around trying to save people. And this is my boy gets his head locked clean off after he ran into Leland in the necromancy army. And yeah, he started to fight. Then he gave the typical head, you know, the typical hero, like, oh, hey. Why would you save me? We have no relation. And he's like, oh, God, I'm a hero. Da, da, da. And da, da, da.
Although I'm a piece of shit, you don't seem like a person I should be turning my back on.
Yeah. And so that happens. And so after his head got chopped off, they went into the labyrinth or the lair, wherever. And her protectors come looking for her and they run into him. And they think that he's lying about Leland. He's like, no, it can't be Leland. And so he comes up with a plan to get them into there so that they could see things for themselves and save the princess. The acting on that part was like, oh, no, he caught us. It's so terrible. Because his whole plan was to tie them up and, like, march them in there.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the guards was like, oh, yeah, Leland, he got a really great catch here. And so then they finally believed him. And so it's like, oh.
And they flash. They were like, so, like, what's the word for it? Like, in disbelief about that plan.
Yeah. And they definitely thought that he was an evildoer. And it was his people that had the, what you call him. So. Yeah, so then they infiltrate, and her teacher blamed himself for pushing her all the way to where she had to go. I'm like, huh, that is an interesting take. So, yeah, because he pushed her through all the rigorous training and this, that, and the other.
Mm-hmm.
And Toko blamed, she was like, oh, it's all your fault, we're in this predicament. And so then the lady's like, nope, it's not. It's partly your fault too, so it just happens.
When you get overtrained in mana, you get MES.
Yeah. So then the princess is in her ritual spire about to get ritualized. And so my boy, they come with a plan. He's going to go down there and distract the priest for a hot second so that Yuna can take control of the necromancy skeletons. So they jump down. He punches the father. This part was funny. And his arm, like, breaks or, like, snaps off at the joint. And then Yuna comes in and punches him. It's like, oh, yeah. And then my boy Leland takes some summer drops. He gets too powerful. And he goes to make a move at the princess. And her protector comes in and gets cut in the back. Oh, man, typical stuff. You could just either blocked it and or dove and got her out the way. Mm-hmm. But she didn't. So the guys monitor through the roof. They escape. And the protector is allegedly dripping blood drops, but it's not. It's all part of Toka's plan, as he had dye berries or whatever they're called. And he was like, yeah, we're just going to lead him in a circle. So he just follows him all night. And they're like, oh, you're a strategic genius, this, that, and the other. And he's like, oh, you want to know why I'm like this or something? And Yuna's like, oh, he's just a local farmer. I was like, dang, don't even get a man his moment.
Sold.
Yeah. So then we get his backstory, how he was part of a, his dad was an absolute scumbag because he wanted to go loot towns that were in war. And it's like, bro, why? You don't need to do that. Like, you could just let them go, but he just didn't. So then find out he got the skills running for his life because that's what he had to do in the war torn. He ran for a year till he got back home.
And hometown girl, shoot piece of shit. She's like, moving on. Did
Yeah.
not care whatsoever.
Sure didn't. And then we get to the end of the thing, the end of the episode when they're talking about replenishing magical fluids, bodies, and stuff. And so we learned that the princess body fluids contain concentrated mana, but not quite to the level of the Soma bottles, but it's enough. And I like, they're like, oh, what kind of fluids? It's like snot, tears, urine,
Sweat.
sweat,
I wonder
and
how, out of all those four, piss is what we landed on. That was the most doable one.
yeah, I did like the part where he was like, go ahead and cry for baby. Give me some of those sad princess eye water. I like that. Just the way he said it was hilarious. I was like, okay, that's funny. And so we got to your flavor where it was decided that urine might be the move.
Yeah, it's, you'll get the most of it.
Yeah, so I mean, yeah, so that happens. I'm like, oh man, there you go.
I need my man to do a Brooke joke. Like at that moment when Blondie covered his eyes, I'm gonna be like, "You're covering my eyes." Though since I'm a skeleton, I don't have eyes. Yo,
Absolutely not.
yeah, I'm just saying. Corny jokes are what makes
Absolutely.
Brooke Brooke.
Absolutely not. We're not
Yes.
sleeping to that level.
Let's do it.
Nope. But yeah.
Give me a chill to down right to my bones. Although I'm all bones, so the chill already goes there. Yo! That's Brooke. Brooke's corny, dog. That's what makes him
No,
great.
just because you brought One Piece into this.
How, do you know what? You know what?
And I was trying to move on to it, but
Whatever.
you kept trying to bring it back on.
Every time they try to pull me away, I keep coming back.
Yeah, but continue. Anything else to say?
No, I was trying to think of something witty. I got nothing.
All
I
right.
feel like it's more of a.
On to the Vinland Saga.
Episode 13, Child of a Hero, is what I believe I wrote there. Terrible penmanship. Guys. Don't neglect your writing. Writing's important. I can't understand myself.
Yeah.
So we see some blonde kid show up upshore, holding his mom, and he said he's there so she can die in her hometown. She wanted to die in her hometown. At this particular point, I had no idea who that kid was. I was just like, we got a new.
First, yeah, first, like, how did Thorfinn get back to the village, and why is his voice different?
It was just, he looked different too. It was just like, what the fuck is going on? Like, bro, I thought shit was about to pop off.
Yeah, me too.
I thought, like, we went. Yo, I'm not gonna lie. I thought we, because I haven't been keeping track of the days. Because they always show, like, a day after, like, a time skip or whatever. I thought we had another time skip. I was just like, bruh, what happened? Why we go forward in time? Who is this kid? Who is this woman? Why do I care?
Yeah.
But no. So we go back and Unfortunately, guys, the saddest thing happened after that scene. I learned that the opening song changed.
Oh yeah, it changed. I didn't watch it though, so I don't really care.
A moment of silence for the first theme song. How dare you?
It's a sad horn. It would be more apt than that. Sad horn, my guy.
This thing needs more sounds.
It does.
I thought time passed. It didn't pass. Floki was reporting to the king, and they have no info on Prince Canute. So we go back to Prince Canute and Thorfinn and all that, and like the guy with the short bob blonde haircut that's leading the whales ambush said the King Swain has had three. He revealed the King Swain has had three peace treaties with England. That has he's gone back on all of them. So promising peace is not really something they're willing to believe. And the guy wanted to capture Prince Canute and use him to keep his guys safe. Askeladd was trying to call their bluff, but Canute is very antisocial and he seems very stage fright. So when he tries to use Prince Canute to talk, he just quivers behind Ragnar, and then Ragnar starts putting up a fight like, "You can't use Prince Canute." And I was just like, "Bruh, like, you want this man to be king, he's got to start doing some kingly shit." But Askeladd backs off and he tries to talk. And he's like, "I got to go to plan B. We got to tell him what the plan is." And while Askeladd goes to talk to the whales guy, fucking Thorfinn just looks at him and is like, "You fucking loser. Are you really my age?" He had a real Sasuke moment, I would say.
Yeah, that's Sasuke's voice actor, you know?
Is it?
Yeah.
The English or dubbed? Or English or Jap?
The Jap.
The Japanese voice actor is Sasuke's voice actor?
Mm-hmm.
Yo, do you think that had anything to do with the loser comment?
Probably not.
Yo, what if it did? What if it was improv? Loser.
No, because...
Shades of old Sasuke coming out.
No, because they have to... I think in the English one, because I watched a video on it, how the people that do the story have to sign off on how people say certain things. And if you don't say them correctly, then they make you say them over again.
Hey, what if he approved of it? It's like, "Hey, can I add loser here? Because, you know, Sasuke." Yeah,
he could, but I don't know. There's no telling.
Yeah, you're right. But I wrote here, savage-ass Thorfinn Uchiha calling Canute a loser and make him feel pathetic because my man just looked down at the ground. After talking with Askeladd, we resulted in finding out the whales guy needs a trade so it doesn't look like their king just bowed down and looks weak. While awaiting the results, Bajoran had a conversation with one of the dudes, and he admitted he doesn't know everything about Askeladd. Actually, I don't even think he knows that much. But he's certain that Askeladd is a Dane. He's one of the Danes. And then right after he says that, Askeladd reveals that his mother was Welsh, so he's half Dane, half Welsh. And he also willingly admits that he hates Danes, and his grand scheme is to get a high position with Prince Canute as king. He wants to make Prince Canute king so he can rise up and have a high position and protect the Welsh, the Wales area from I guess our area for in the long run.
What about our area?
Their area. I don't know what the King Swain area is. The Vikings area? John's Vikings? I don't know.
The Yom's Vikings.
But a little history lesson right after that, which you guys know history, terrible subject of mine. Obviously, I didn't learn a lot from this. But Askeladd has the blood of the commander that was the source of the King Arthur legend.
Astoria?
Yes. I guess.
Yeah, that was the name.
Okay. Yes, me history. Don't go well. So yeah, the end all be all is Askeladd wants to protect his mother's homeland. So they're gonna pretend to be prisoners, but Ragnar and Thorfinn refuse to give up their weapons, and Thorfinn insulted Canute again, and Prince Canute started like going crazy with the talking. He's like, I'm not a coward. I just got to be careful what I say, because what I say can affect my kingdom. So that's the reason I don't talk, and this and that and that and that. And Thorfinn is just like, all right, princess, relax. You said it was a lot to unfold in Vinland, so I'm sure you probably have something that's going to be like, all right, that's all I got. I was like, I think something that was worth noting as well.
Yeah, I always have those.
Insert Irby dialogue.
Yeah. So mostly I did like how you said the whole exchange, like, oh, even a sheep must wear wolf skin to graze. I was like, oh man, that's a good one.
Can you repeat that? See.
Where he said that sheep must wear a wolf skin to graze every now and then. I was like, oh, that's a good one.
I don't think I understand it. To graze?
Graze as in to eat. Oh. To be out in public and not get chomped down by a wolf because they think you are a wolf.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
Lack of vocabulary knowledge made that go over my head.
Maybe. So, yeah, I thought it was cool. Askeladd from Denmark and Wales. And this, yeah, we found out it was Askeladd in the beginning. I was like, oh, man. So, yeah, and I'm not too sure if Askeladd is going to be a double agent because he hates Danes. So, I don't know.
Apparently, he hates Danes.
Yeah. Yeah, that was it.
Shall we continue?
Yeah, we are going to go with Spellblade. Reign of the Seven Spellblades. Season 1, Episode 6 of Rise. So, this was a good fight. And this was like one of the little dinky ones that were like... I didn't realize that this fight was like 3 or 4 minutes. What is going on? Because they did like a masterful job of like explaining stuff whilst also providing action. So mm-hmm. I was like, oh man. So I did think it was a clever use how he used an earth barrier to hide his attack. I was like, oh man, my goal. So now she gets stuck in a hole and then she gets a fireball jutsu to the face. But she gets out.
Rufus.
And yeah, and somehow she diverts an attack because her sword became like an extension of her, and she was able to fill it and then change the way it flowed or something. Like she redirected it around her sword to like shoot it away. Unconsciously, she did that. I was like, okay, that was a nice move.
Mm-hmm.
So then they start fighting again, launch a counter assault, and Oliver, he keeps her distracted while Nanao sneaks up behind her. But she has a second eye, and I was like, oh no, she's about to turn her all over again. And this is where the magic happens, right here, this episode. Nanao, she starts thinking about stuff. She's like, there's not enough time and distance and this, that, and the other. She's like, I'll just have to cut through it. And so she ends up like lopping off Milligan's hand that had the other eye in there. I was like, oh man. And she's like real close. And so now she cut through the space and the time to get there. And I'm like, oh man. She just created a whole other spell blade, Oliver says. And so,
yeah. Yes, he did.
Yeah, she's like, the speed of light of the eye power, I have to be faster than that. And new spell blade appears.
I love how she's still trying to get that kiss.
I was just getting ready to say that.
I beat you to it.
You did. You were so interrupted that you beat me to it. Shame on you. Nah, I'm just kidding. But yeah. So she's like, yeah, the kiss. And he's like, huh? And then everyone else shows up. She's like, oh, we got a tip that you were in trouble. And so I was like, okay, she's in trouble. They're in trouble, but they weren't. And then my boy Darius Greenville shows up. And he asks Oliver to help him recover an experimental data of a student that ended up dying in an accident. But he invents science. So they get there, start fighting some monsters, cleaning up. And they recon the area. He then confronts Green Vault. And he's like, I know you were Milligan's supplier. I was like, what? He's supplying? He's like, I supported her stuff to do. And she needed expertise. And I kind of want to get her data so I can use it myself for my own purpose to make human beings smarter. And I'm like, well, this man crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So then Oliver asked him, where were you? He said, one final question. Where were you on the eighth day of the fourth month in 1525? And I was like, oh, okay. What's going on here? Why he asked that? And apparently Greenville did something to a woman. That's all we know at this point. And Oliver, they're about to start fighting. Oliver pulls a Doctor Strange. And since you don't know what Doctor Strange is, he essentially looked at all the defeats that came to his most favorable outcome because all the other ones ended in death. So he held on to that strain and grabbed it and did everything that was in that past. So I don't know if Oliver has like a future seeing stuff or like as his special ability or might be like his bloodline.
I thought it was a spell blade.
He does have a force. Yeah, it is a force spell blade. But he said that one was supposed to have been lost. So it might just be like a bloodline one passed down.
Yeah, I think so.
So I don't know. We'll learn more of that. And it's a force spell blade. The Angustavia thread that crosses the abyss and his mother. And his mother also got tortured 128 forms of different pain that they used on her. It's like, man, that's terrible.
But you know what's like uber petty?
What?
You're probably about to say it, but Oliver experienced all 128 forms of pain. So he can give back all 128 forms of pain.
Yeah, he can only deal out the pain if he knows it. I think that's how those type of spells work, they said.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what he said. So he begins his torture. And she had to, like, keep quiet during her torture. And he's on number 57. And he's like, oh, I can't take it anymore. And he's like, what's the words I'm looking to hear you say? And he's just like, oh, just kill me. And so he kills him. And then Miss Cars.
So now we know how he plans on forgiving all of them.
I think he plans on forgiving any of them.
Yeah, they can pay with their lives.
But I wouldn't call that a form of forgiveness.
No, you're right.
Yeah. So this is where it took a wild turn here. His protector's there, Miss Cars. Somehow he gets coordinated as like the new like leader, and he starts his revenge tour, which I'm like, I don't even understand. Why revenge? What? I'm like, what's going on? I get the teacher, but like, my man just having all sorts of revenge coming out. I'm like, I have no idea
I
what's
mean,
going on.
we were lacking the plot. There was no set like goal in this so far.
But yeah, it felt like it was just good. It was captivating.
Yeah,
So
but
I would
like
like,
we definitely knew there was more to Oliver, and now we know what it is.
yeah, like changing the. I thought it would be more about changing the outlook of the world and how people to try to meld with, not meld, but like find a way to coexist with the animals and this, that, and the other, and looking for a main villain. But it does appear like there's a main villain, unless you count the
The other
six other
six.
people. Yeah, the
Yeah.
six other people. That includes the headmaster, which all the teacher at the well, some of the teachers at the school were there that day. I'm like, So, and my boy Oliver flashes to not a sword of vengeance, but a sword of mutual love. And then now said this, he's like, well, I'm sorry, I won't know that in the now. And he's like,
We're about to see if
maybe,
there's any truth to what you say.
yeah, maybe one day. I'm like, oh man, my boy, he's just a killer.
I think it's worth noting that homegirl that they saved down when they were fighting Milligan, when she woke up, she gave Nanao and Oliver a kiss on the cheek, and then proceeded to go give Milligan a piece of her mind. That's all. That girl's got some pep in her step. She's very optimistic.
Yes.
She's very look on the bright side type of. It's like, ah, no big. I'm alive. I mean, let me go
Yeah.
yell at her now.
Yeah, just like someone else I know.
Whoa.
Interesting. But yeah, on to the showstopper that is known as Boruto.
Bruh.
Boruto Two Blue Vertex, Chapter 3. Man. This one was. I was like, I was so excited for this one to come out. I can't wait to be king.
I'm mad I have to wait a month every time.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Not only
FYI.
that, it was a short chapter.
It was 41 pages.
It was short.
It's not shorter than the other ones.
It's not enough pages considering how long you gotta wait.
I thought it was adequately enough.
Listen, I'm just saying, I'm gonna look on how long the other two chapters were real quick. The first
I
one
think
was
the
51, and the second one was the second one was 41 as well.
yeah. So we find out what the Uzuhiko is, and apparently, when it first started going on, I was like, "Is that like a Rasengan wrapped around his body?" And then Dame was like, "Oh, that's who's here." Boruto's using an attack that uses planetary spin. He's like, oh, that's quite nifty. And they explain it to you later. But Code and Boruto's fighting. He's like, oh, I'm already halfway there to killing you, Code. Like, you could just tell me, let me know. And Code's like, never. So then we find out that the Uzuhiko is a Rasengan that incorporates a planet's chakra rotation. And I'm like, oh. That is definitely different.
Yeah, so I guess it just like interferes with your equilibrium, but like what was Boruto saying? Like how would it kill you though?
It's like a slow burn or like slow affliction. You could think of it as like almost a planetary Amaterasu.
It's just like constantly doing damage inside of him.
Yeah, but I think like it's probably some like wind in there and. And I wonder if it's like chakra. Is it what's this chakra nature change? Because I feel like it could be an earth one since you used the rotation, but it's probably more so air. I don't know. But we'll find out more about it. But I was
Boruto
like,
is definitely like a wind nature. Like his gales winds always seem stronger than anything.
yeah, he's a wind nature, but like, he. He might be what they could have did with this one, since Boruto doesn't have like the immense chakra, maybe he could do like all five changes in nature or something. Who knows? I
So
don't know.
I feel like he needed something planetary because he's going to see the Ten Tails. So like, I guess him and Sasuke for 3 years. Sasuke had to show him something worthy of destroying the Ten Tails. But like, now I really want to know where Sasuke is.
Yeah. So, yeah, the power rushing through code right now is it won't ever dissipate, and it's going to do continual damage, and it won't stop until the Earth stops spinning, and/or code dies. So, it just keeps going to do it. So then he asks him again, "You gonna tell me where the Ten Toes is, and live?" Or you could just die quietly. I'm like, oh snap. If that ain't my boy Senji, talk about die quietly. And so Kawaki comes in, they're about to fight. And this Himawa's like, oh, big brother. And I'm like, is she say big brother to Boruto or big brother to Kawaki?
Yeah, I had to
Because.
go back a little. I was just like, wait, which one?
Yeah. And so. So then Code ends up escaping. And I had this thought. I was like, planetary stuff. I was like, that kind of seems like Sage Mode. Like, you have to be attuned with the Earth's vibrations and the chakra rotation. I'm like, okay. And then I was also thinking, like, just to undo his jutsu, like, couldn't one just reverse the polarity in that? Because.
But you would have to know how to.
I mean, I think it'd be kind of straightforward.
Yeah, if well,
If after you know the secret of his jutsu, you probably could do it. But
but you're
like, I
probably
feel.
right. It probably requires like nature chakra.
Yeah.
And like not everyone can like Misaki can use it, Naruto can use it, but like there's not too many others that like Sasuke can probably use it if he trained, and he probably had to because
Well,
Well,
he definitely. I think he could use it because he can summon the other sage guy, the snake guy. I was like, huh. I was like, sage mode maybe. Like, who knows? And I also thought that the Earth's rotation changes every year. So, not rotation, but like, it changes, it fluctuates. So I guess you'd have to know what it is at like a given time, or is it one of those ones where it increases or decreases depending on what they use? I'm like,
Oh.
And then this part right here, I was like, I knew it. Because, like, he starts talking to that frog in his jacket. And I was like, oh, man, it's a sage. And he's like, got eyes on the Ten Tails. And he's like, up, oh, confirmed. And then Boruto looks like he's about to teleport. I'm like, oh, man. Can't wait to
Oh
be
man.
king.
My man Son Kawaki is like, bro, I don't got time for you. Go away. You're in the way.
Yeah. I was like, oh my goodness. But yeah, I was like, oh, so that's he might have been training to do that, but he probably picked it up faster than Naruto did.
That possibly.
Yeah. So I really would want to see the training that he's been through, because that'd be a whole nice filler arc.
I would, yeah, listen. I would watch Boruto for those episodes and those episodes alone.
Yeah. It looks like a grand old time. So, yeah. I can't wait till another month.
Well, all righty then, Irby. Is there anything else you'd like to talk about?
No, that was it. Unless you want to talk about To Your Eternity, which you may have been watching.
I got past the next episode, and I'm pretty much at like the part where like she's trying to teach him how to eat properly because my man's still eating like a dog.
Yeah.
But I didn't get too beyond that,
It says you even get to the best parts.
bro. Like I was, it's going by. Like I have interest in it. It's not like I started it and like it's gone. I still have interest in it. I'm just like. I'm having difficulty finding time to watch it.
Yeah, I just took like one Sunday. I was like, let me build a model and watch this. And I was like, oh man. And I was like, oh man, this is, oh no, why would you do that? Why?
It's slowly but surely. I'll get there.
I was like, no, why?
All right, that's gonna do for this episode, guys. Thank you so much for watching, listening. If you enjoyed, like, comment, share. You know the drill. We'll catch you next week. Peace.
Peace.